Well, I think that the message that we have been spreading throughout the city when we've gone door knocking and met with people in their homes has resonated with voters here in Pittsfield. So I am very pleased with the enthusiasm and the energy and the momentum that we have gained in yesterday's preliminary.
Now, I talked to Mayor Bianchi earlier this morning, and he said, well, usually the challengers have all the momentum in the preliminary elections. People already know the incumbent. Is he wrong?
Well, you know, I think that there is, some sort of political theory that low voter turnout tends to benefit the incumbents rather than the challengers. And we did have low voter turnout here yesterday. So I think that, there is some factors at play here. And also, I think that this the margin of victory yesterday was decisive. And I think that the voters of Pittsfield recognize that and want change.
Now, this goes from a four-person race to a two-person race in November. How do you think that will affect the campaign?
Well, obviously, the campaign will get much more competitive, much more heated. I'm hoping for robust debate over the issues that matter to the people of Pittsfield. We're looking forward to working hard and being more strategic in the way that we campaign. We know that, yesterday's home run does not count towards today's win. So we're going to be working harder, today than we were yesterday.
Now, as you mentioned, turnout was quite low. For people who maybe haven't been following the race very closely, maybe who didn't vote in the preliminary election, why should they choose you over the incumbent mayor in November?
Well, there is a distinct difference in leadership style and in management style. I have served as a member of the city council, and I've been a part of that legislative body. I've now been the city clerk for 6 years, so I have a broad depth of experience in government. But the key distinction is that I am a collaborator. I am someone who's interested in developing partnerships with all the stakeholders in the city of Pittsfield. And I'm also committed to reforming government in a way that responds to our modern city in 2015.
What about the fact that this will be the first four-year term for mayor? How do you think that will influence the race?
I think that that's a very important factor. I encourage voters to become fully engaged in these next few weeks because their choice matters a great deal more than when it was just a two-year term. And the advantage of a four-year term is that a mayor has the opportunity to use the office of mayor to be an active community and to really put together strategic plans that are both intended to reform government, and also in terms of how we budget for priorities.